Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, here it is, the Thursday podcast. Huge show. The Steve Rossage joined us.
Steve Rossage, of course, Melbourne Cup on the horizon. Looking forward to getting over there. Oh, mate, there was so much stuff. We heard from Sean Darcy, what a star he was. Around the grounds and the sting and the pattern and the routine and the rhythm of that segment now. Just flows, just flows. Your morning flows.
Dog parks.
Of course, dog parks, all sorts of Barney's going on there. And job titles after Ashley Barty announced
she was a
chief inspiration.
That was great.
I'll tell you what, I've got to do nothing here. That's done. That's what's in here.
Could you tell I need to get to a car wash?
Certainly could.
Have a good day, everyone.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today. This is how you kick it off.
Do you know how I picked this for me is? I'm a blank canvas and you're the artist.
Every time
I come in this morning, I don't even know what's on the agenda.
What's the day?
But you get the paintbrush out and go, here's a masterpiece, and by the end I know what's going on.
Yeah, it's the Mr. Squiggle of current affairs right here. First of all, I'm going to kick this off. Now, I understand if you grew up WA, this is heartbreaking. Rottnest Island's beloved family fun park could be on the chopping block.
What fun park?
Are you kidding? Tom, producer Tom, swears to me that if you grew up here, this is the place.
Not the mini golf putt thing that hasn't been touched for 50 years. That's like a snake haven.
How dare you? That's the very one and the same.
Mate, this is unbelievable. I go there every year for a week, and where in the dickens am I $2,500 accommodation spend money going from? I mean, the chalets, I walk in there, and you reckon room's expensive.
Wow.
Nah. Ooh. If you're looking for a good time, I'm working on the corners of Sydenham Road most nights at the moment to pay for Rotto. Just toot, flash your lights, and we're in.
Well, they're looking. This is hold on. Sorry. Here's an opening. They're looking for expressions of interest of what you might want to put there.
No, that is a brilliant spot. I'm taking the mickey. It's right in a ripping spot
it
there.
Is,
You're sort of riding in and out. I agree. Something nice needs to be done there because the kids do love it.
Here's the thing. They're talking about all sorts of things that could be there. That at the moment, it's got a movie hall, mini golf, as you said, an arcade. But the development has no requirement for the fun park to remain.
That's fine.
Someone needs to step up.
Let's whack another pub in
there. Think of the children.
Think of the children.
Put a child's area in that pub. Done.
Connected,
both covered
connected,
off.
A big tunnel connecting it to the Rotto pub and the Gov, and then bang, kids park there.
Solve life problems? I think we did.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Michelle.
Gee whiz, your nail just sting time. We're getting used to this segment.
Thanks very much. In other news, Rivervale Primary School, they've banned dog walkers from their oval after a student accidentally sat in the poop. All right. Now, this is not a one-off. Kids are stepping it because no one's picking. Well, not no one.
Yeah.
But there's people that aren't picking up their dog poop.
I went past Doubleview Primary the other day and I noticed signs have gone up around picking up your dog poo. So obviously they're having issues as well around mites. So it must happen everywhere.
Yeah. And they're saying just a small few are ruining it for
ruined
everyone.
Ruined it for a lot.
That kid that sat in the poop had to go home.
It
was in that much of a mess.
Oh, it stinks too. It's so bad. It's a shocker.
Any meat-based diet animal, and that includes humans, get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Bury it at least. You know what I mean?
Try and go to the toilet after Sean's been in there. Wow.
Michelle, back to you in the studio.
And finally, good news for you, Sean. You're going to love this.
Cottesloe
set to allow Pineapple Club to go ahead despite lawn damages last year.
Woo!
Get on it.
Dumb it down. What's Pineapple Club? Take it.
Hang on, Sean. You were there last year. How was it?
I was good. Yeah, I was a bit old.
Big sleepless night, Sharni.
A bit old.
That wouldn't stop you, Sharni.
We made a joke off air. He's the guy that will be handing out red frogs. You're all right, babe.
Yeah.
I've got you.
Water.
I've got you.
Water and a red frog.
Water and a red frog. Come here. Just come here. No, in all seriousness, there was a bit of damage
last year. Think of the lawn, honestly.
Exactly. This is what I love in Cottesloe. There was damage to the lawn, although much of the turf was already in poor condition.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So, hang on. Is it the one that's down on the beach? You know,
every year they
shut off the beach.
Yes, it is.
I went down to the beach that morning to do a quick swim and I couldn't get down there.
Apparently,
now I know what it was.
There's 10 days of it being fenced off.
Yeah, it is. Because I caught the Saturday run.
That bit. And it's people like Sean that have caused that.
Takes a week to find all the bodies.
No, it's back next year, so I look forward to that one. And that is the end.
Look at the timing, Michelle. Well done.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
I was in the news agent the other day. You know, something takes you over. Not often does this happen to me, but I thought I'll get myself a scratchy. I'm not really a lotto or a punter. I know, mate, springboard. This is the marijuana of the betting
the
world, the scratchy. It's but I had it, and you know what? I didn't get anything, and I thought, scratchies are a myth. That's my theory.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I have won 500 slides on Christmas Day. I'm certain it was Christmas Day. Yeah, 500. And as I said, it was the easiest five ever. I thought there was a trick to it, but it wasn't.
That's an anomaly.
And I think 500 is the most you can get from the news agency when you take it back. So he said something like, "That's all I've got for you."
You topped out.
Yes, I think anything above that, then you're riding into whoever and you get the check or whatever. But there you go.
Swear to God, I don't reckon it gets any better than 500. I don't think it's a myth. The scratchy is a lot. Let's kick it off. Nathan, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So you're a scratchy man?
Yeah, love a scratchy.
All right, so you're deep into the scratchy scene. Tell me what the best scratchy win you've had.
$5,000.
Oh, 5,000?
Yes.
Righto, Nathan, paint the picture. You just randomly bought one or it got given it?
It was quite a few years ago, so I went and bought it. But I was about 22 at the time, and I was up in Port Hedland working.
Yep.
I was having a shit of a day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I thought, bugger it, I'll go get a coffee and a scratchy. And then, brought it back and thought it wasn't real. And, got $5,000.
Oh, that's impressive. All right, he's lifting me up. You're lifting me up, Nathan. It was huge
at the time, and I even put it in the safe at the site because I couldn't cash it in, so I had to take it back to Perth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how good's that,
Nathan? Yeah, I love that. And the best day of his life after that.
What did you buy? Did you buy a boat or something?
Oh, no, I gave it to the folks. We're going on a family holiday, so I knew it was going to be pricey, so I thought I'd give it there.
Oh, you're good, nice man, Nathan. Jeez, I tell you what, I wouldn't have told anyone about that. It would have been like you. Oh, 50. I just won 50.
I would have told everyone and not given them a cent. I reckon there's a story regarding Embers and getting a fake scratchy. I'm going to chase that up in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Mick, good morning.
Oh, g'day there, mate.
Hey mate, Mick. Scratchies. Right. Michelle believes they don't exist. Mick. I've won 500. Nathan just won 5K. Mick, how'd you fare?
We're working offshore, and the supervisor gave one of the young guys a scratchy, and he scratched it, and he thought he'd won $10,000, and he was jumping around. Then he read the back, said only to be paid out on blue moons and when pigs might fly.
The old fake one. Yes.
I think that's one of the cruelest tricks in the game. I swear to God.
Absolutely, the young fella fell for it, and I would too.
Totally, me as well. I think you did win that, right?
Say you did win it, and the boss gave it to you. So say Tim Arnold, our boss, came in and gave us all the scratchy. Three of us in here.
Yep.
$10,000 to you. We're all in here doing our own scratchies. Are you keeping the 10 or are you splitting it by 3?
We're all scratching.
We all get given one each. You cop 10. Yeah, and we don't get one.
This is how I go. I go, guys, who wants a coffee?
And then finish.
Yes.
Right.
Guys, it's my shout. All right,
I'm at Tab Radio doing credits. Bobby, good morning.
Morning, team. How are we?
Yeah, it's good, Bob.
All right, scratchy. It's a myth. I can't believe anyone wins anything big. Change my mind, Bob.
So this was not me. It was my cousin about 20 years ago. He's had an unfortunate incident on a rugby union field, ended up in hospital.
Yeah.
Sister's gone to give him the get well soon card with a scratchy inside.
No.
$100,000.
What?
100K. So you're talking 20 years ago. That's probably 400 or 500K value now. Bought him a house.
That's the house.
Yeah, that's half a mil at least
now.
Yeah.
Bobby, was your cousin a gambler, or did he follow on the luck with scratchies in life? Did he ever go again?
That's him. He thought that's my only win I'll ever get. Never bought another one ever.
Never bought another scratchy. And did he keep the 100,000, or was there a little split to anyone? Yeah.
He's given his sister $5,000 as a thank you for giving him the scratchy.
Very nice.
That's probably fair. No, I don't mind
guys,
that.
I feel sick. You should probably go and get me a scratchy or two. to pep me up.
When you have a shite day, you get a coffee and a scratchy.
I've changed my mind.
I'm going to go straight to the news agency today.
This is going to turn into a problem for me.
Gateway Michelle.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, now, Michelle, I was doing a bit of a deep dive yesterday, I must say. I mean, a bit indifferent on Conor McGregor. I love it. There's a love-hate relationship between Conor and I, but it's fair to say yesterday he had this to say a little bit.
Who the f*** is that guy?
So the top social media earners came out yesterday in the sporting world alone, and Conor McGregor was left off it. So this is for those that post on social media and what they get paid per post. Now, the top 10 was released, and it's fair to say Conor McGregor had to have a look around.
Who the f*** is that guy?
So not in the top 10, but it made me do a little bit of a look through the top 10 social media earners around the world. So not just sport.
So you've gone out of sport.
So I've gone out of sport. So Conor McGregor's not happy he's not in the top 10 sports. If you're not in the top 10 sport, you're not in the top 10 in the world. Now, just quickly off the top of your head, the number one family of social media, who would you?
Kardashians.
So coming in at 10, Kendall, 9, Chloe, then we've got at 6, we've got Kim, and then at number 2, we've got Kylie Jenner. Kylie earning north of $1.5 million Aussie dollars
just
per
post. Dropping. I was going to say, how many characters in it? 280 characters.
Or
that's
even
all?
Just a photo. Oh yeah, jeez. I love Macca's coffee. Bang. So there go the Jenners. They are very prominent in the. Who's the brother?
The Brody Jenner. And,
No. There's another brother.
The younger one. Yeah. That did the sock line.
He's really not on it, is he?
No.
He just jumped on the coattails.
Rob Kardashian. Rob. He just went, I'll get out of
this. Shoot a porno or something. Yeah, get yourself back
absolutely.
In the light.
Socks aren't going to do it.
Anyway, coming in a few others there. You got the Grandes of the world, you know, the large coffees. But my number 8 there is this lady, Beyonce. She's running the world.
How much to get yourself covered off by Beyonce?
Yeah, you're in the low millies for your Beyonce. Again, just a quick photo. Hey, I like this jewelry. Bang, thank you. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. In it goes. Don't worry about Osco payments on those ones. You can sit and wait. That'll take a little bit of time to get in there. Number 5. Now, this guy came in as an athlete, but I don't picture him as an athlete, but he comes in under the athlete banner. Can you ever guess who it could be?
Bruce slash Caitlin?
No.
No?
The Rock.
Of course.
What the Rock is cooking. 1.25 for The Rock and Roll. Yeah, 1.25. Now, number one with, this is literally 1.7 million for this guy.
Number one, at 1.7 million to get a tweet or one post.
Yeah, a post, a social media post, and it is a guy who, I don't even know if this is true, it's like a Loch Ness monster. Cristiano Ronaldo's grandmother living in Perth. Who knows whether it's true or not? If you're living in Perth and you're getting 1.7 odd or whatever it is for an Instagram post, you better be living in bloody Cottesloe.
Amazing goal for Cristiano Ronaldo. Man.
Have you ever been paid to put up a post?
Are you kidding me? I don't post just in general. I'm at a restaurant because that's none of your business. I've got to come around. I'll come around.
You've just got to find that cash, mate. Start low and work up.
Sorry, Lady Shake. What's up, guys?
Absolutely. Have I mentioned Range Ford? Wow.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest has a familiar face here in the West. He used to be the top dog of the Frio Dockers, and after setting up the current Fremantle dynasty, he has now moved on to bigger and better things. In an epic two-horse race, he now goes head-to-head with Peter Vlandis. He also carries the Melbourne Cup around with him. Please welcome from Racing Victoria, Steve Rossich.
Very, very good intro. Missed the best part, thy halfback flanker of some note at West Perth during the early 90s.
It's very dangerous territory to bring up West Perth, Baz, because this gives me another angle to get information of you. West Perth champion?
Well, no, Zave, but...
I'm talking about Basil.
Oh, Basil, absolutely.
also no, Xavier.
Lots of potential. But how about those Falcons, Baz?
We're going to win the flag this year.
You are?
Top of the ladder.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
We are going to win the flag. Welcome back. Now, as we know Soss well.
Yep.
Fremantle for a long, long time. You must be, I know you've moved on and you're with the VRC and we'll talk about the Melbourne Cup and all of that in its glory in a moment, but you must be delighted with how well Frio are going.
Absolutely. The first year I was in Melbourne was the COVID-impacted season where most of the games were in Queensland. So didn't get to see them play. But over the last 2 years, I think I've only missed the one game with the family in Melbourne. And they've had a great record, particularly at Marvel Stadium. And well placed for this season. Fingers crossed.
Now, you have an interest inside of Fremantle as well. Rory Lobb is dating a daughter of yours. Come on, you spill the beans. What's happening?
What's happening is...
He's playing pretty well, actually. And I think, he's desperately keen, and I'm sure his teammates are as well, to make the most of this season. It's not often any team gets to knock on the door of the top four, and they're doing that. So they'll be keen to get a win this weekend and set up the final series.
Now, hair-wise, has he ever walked in the door and you just put your foot down and gone, no, too far, no?
Well, if I was being open, and I will, that was actually none of my doing, clearly, but done in my laundry room.
The pink or the peroxide?
Well, the first go at it.
You're partly responsible then.
Okay. Yeah, not responsible.
You go to Melbourne, everything changes, doesn't it?
the fatter version in Perth of me. Hey, Steve, mate, you're over for bringing the cup over, the Melbourne Cup. Now, I'm a race goer. I absolutely love it. Yes. We've got a couple of little ones running around. The last couple of years have been difficult for the Melbourne Cup, and if you haven't been to the 4 days, it is an absolute event that you need to get to. Yep. And it might be the circles that I knock around with of friendship group that we're looking to get over there.
Drunks.
Drunks. it seems like there's a lot of momentum heading into the spring this year.
There is. It's, the whole world's been impacted, and clearly the Melbourne Cup Carnival is an iconic major event, has been impacted. No crowds 2 years ago. Mm. Last year, we were fortunate enough to welcome people to course, but only 10,000 per day. And this year we're expecting around about 300,000 people across the 4 days. Mm. $34 million in prize money across the 4 days, which is a record. 8 group ones. It'll be just a super carnival. And we'll have lots of West Australians making their way across the border. And in fact, if we certainly hope that Fremantle are there in the last day in September. But if they're not, all those Fremantle supporters that have bought their flights are ready to go to Melbourne for that, if they're not lucky enough and good enough to get there, they could maybe change their flights to late October and come across.
This is very clever. I like it.
It could be us three.
Well, we could stay.
We don't have tickets. Just stay. So we may as well head over and go to the races.
For those that have, I mean, there's nothing quite like it, is there? I mean, the AFL Grand Final day is brilliant.
Yeah.
But the Cup Carnival, there is nothing quite like it on the Australian sporting calendar. It's the roller coaster you're going. You're up and about for Derby Day, a little bit of a calm. Up again for
when you
cup
think
day.
You've got no gas left, you just got to find reserves. Yeah, it's fantastic. But the cup, it's on a journey through WA. I just saw you heading to Newman.
So it was in Wagen yesterday, an appearance at a district high school.
Brilliant.
Also an aged care facility. We're taking the cup to 33 destinations, not just around Australia, but also Singapore and New Zealand. Great community activity. And in Perth, we're doing a few media activities today and hopefully a very special picture in the West Australian tomorrow.
Ooh, beautiful.
Oh,
the cup
is
appearing on an iconic location with an iconic West Australian. A function tonight at Lexus of Perth. And then tomorrow we head to the Pilbara. So far and wide in this great state and showcasing the 162nd Lexus Melbourne Cup.
Brilliant.
The best 160, I swear. This is a brilliant initiative that I see you've got going on here as well. You're saying the Cup is touring around, going to regional areas and that. Now, there's 24 rural and regional tour destinations across Australia. There's 24 barrier spots. Mm. Each of those places are going to get a barrier spot.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
The winning horse, whichever barrier it jumped out of, what are you doing? You're giving $50,000 to that community?
A great community activity.
Yes.
Supported by our friends at Lexus and the Victoria Racing Club. And it's great to see the joy that it brings, that excitement of those communities when those 24 horses are lined up for the iconic two-mile race. And when their lucky barrier-drawn horse wins, the looks on their faces is priceless, and it impacts the community and really drives some great initiatives.
It's so special. Shout out, too, to our very own Britt Taylor.
Yes, Brittany.
Who, speaking of the barriers, is right there when the whips are cracking.
Yes, of course. Brittany, who's on our Dead Set Legends show on a Saturday, does the post-race interviews. I think she's going to be a little bit more mainstream this year. I'm not sure she's on. I think she might have had the promotion, all the bells and whistles are happening in Melbourne, so Brittany will be there for sure.
A great West Australian talent.
Yeah,
brilliant.
She'll be listening for sure.
Can Freo win the flag, Sos?
Well, there's certainly a chance. I think it's an open season. Geelong, the standout team, but hopefully they might get a little bit tired as the season wears on.
And one quick one, internationals. Many internationals planning on coming over from your knowledge?
Strong interest. So 43 nominations, almost three times the number of last year. The interest in the Lexus Melbourne Cup worldwide is at a high, and I think we'll see 5 to 7 internationals take the field of 24.
Waffle Grand Final Day, the week after the AFL Grand Final this year. And it's at Leaderville Oval, Sos. I've got your seat next to mine, okay? We'll be there together.
Well, to attend with the Lord Mayor and the number one ticket holder would be an honour.
Well done, mate. Good luck at the VRC. It's massive. Yes. And if you see it around town today or around the country areas.
Really a few hundred thousand.
Go and get a photo with it. It's a magnificent, magnificent part of Australian sporting folklore. Good on you, Sos.
Thank you for having us in, and great to be back in town. And hopefully everyone will be watching the Lexus Melbourne Cup on Network 10.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Michelle is going to head to Rivervale Primary School to walk the two Labradors I've got from my joint. It's a little bit inconvenient, but that's where I was heading. That's where I do all the walking. But it's been banned. Dogs have been banned from the, and a lot of primary schools or schools in general.
Yeah.
We live at the back of Hale. You'll see it in the evenings, a lot of people on their back ovals running around. Being banned at Rivervale for dogs. Well, dog owners not picking up after their dogs, and a student had a little an accident, fell in it, sat in it, and now they're being flat banned. Student had to go home. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. No more. But dog parks and what goes down at a dog park, it's a social event. So forget about the kids sitting in the Barney. That's no good for anyone. But it is a social outing.
I'd call it more Real Housewives type activity. It's a buzz with gossip and did you know what happened with, do you know Annette's done, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I've seen.
Not a bad hookup place removed. Though too, isn't it? From what I hear,
it'd be a go. I reckon it would be a go.
Now I used to have a pup. Well, now he's old. But when Kevin, my lab, was less than one, I used to have a mate that used to just borrow Kevin.
He borrowed Kevin.
Kevin. A little couple of furfies. It was him and throw up the stumps at a couple of young girls. And before you know it, Kev's tied up out the back of the house and.
Wow.
The house is shaking. But,
let the dog do the work for you.
Kev was used, I had a little issue at a dog park when Kev was a puppy as well, actually. This guy used to go to the dog park, drink VB cans on the hill, let his Staffy run wild, and his Staffy used just to pin dogs religiously.
No. And what, he'd do nothing?
Nothing. No, the dog could be 150 metres away. Anyway, I was sitting there and Kev was, I don't know, 16 weeks old, but a tiny pup.
Yeah.
Pinned him in front of a lot of people. I separated him, held the Staffy down, Kev on one side, and then the Staffy walked away and then charged at him to maul him.
No.
And I picked him up and used him like a hammer throw and just launched his Staffy. And anyway, I was a bit embarrassed because he was trying to bite dogs and maul. Anyway, the owner did nothing. So I grabbed Kevin, went home. The next day I went down there during a different hour, just think middle of the day. And a lady said, oh, you're that bloke from the dog park. You're the dog from from last night. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I bloody lost my cool a bit. The dog was more, and she goes, nah. Someone should have done that a long time ago.
Oh, really?
It actually bit my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was held up in lights, mate. I was a star.
That's high drama, and yes, you are the hero of that dog park.
I was a hero.
So maybe you've seen something like that sort of interaction. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've seen a little bit of Real Housewives action.
Hang on, that's where
bit of gossip, bit of this, bit of that. And is there anyone listening to us this morning who hooked up at the dog park?
Aaron, what happens at your dog park?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Going well, lads.
That's good. Well, about November last year, I go down to the dog park every now with my dog. So I know everyone who's down there. We're all friends. But right in November last year, there was a new chick around the park. And she's a good-looking girl.
Oh, hello.
She was with her mum, so I was a bit shy. So I was talking to her mum for a few weeks until I got a name, and then I got a mum to drop a name.
Oh,
and so Facebook stalked her.
Clever.
Went through the back channels.
In that non-scary way. So how many weeks did you put in with the mother just working to try and find the name?
It was a good month or so.
Oh, yay for a start. All right, so you got it. Did you eventually meet her? What happened?
Yeah, well, I had it on Facebook and then she messaged me saying, is this Zeus's owner? So she remembered me.
Remembers you and your dog.
Zeus.
Oh, this is good.
And how's it played out, mate?
Oh, I'm still with her now. She's going good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's a little catch, so I'm pretty happy with myself about that.
She's a little catch,
you
reckon?
I loved it. I'm going to get a dog. You're lovely. Aaron good luck
like
to the
nice work,
you.
Guys. Good man.
Yeah, very good
Love the
work.
Accent, too.
Yeah, no, well, that dog and an accent.
There you go.
Tick,
to me.
All right. Jordan, down at the dog park, what goes on?
Hey, guys. So this is when my mum first met my dad. My dad first met my mum, and then he brought him cake to the beach, And then a random dog came up and bit my mum straight on the ankle.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to lift up the leg and then pee on my mum as well.
Come on.
Bit and then weed on.
And this, your dad had met your mum on this day?
Yeah, so this was the first time.
First day the mum's been mauled and then peed on.
I know.
And dad to the rescue.
Not the best lot.
And it ended well, though, mate.
Yeah, it all ended well. They're married now. And got a cool story to tell out of it.
Absolutely. I've got to get a dog.
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
No, I haven't. Touch wood.
No, I haven't.
Horse,
no.
Every time.
My old man's got a big hooter on him, too. Yeah. And my
What do you mean, too? Who else are you referring to?
No, he got a big gonzo, we call him. Anyway, I had a little pup, and dad had a few beers. He was holding him up.
Not on the end of the schnoz.
Crocodile rolled on his schnoz, rolled it up, and he ripped it off.
That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah. The dog wouldn't have. It'd be like a snake. You know, a snake digests food over like 3 months? Yeah. Dad's his beak, you don't have to eat for 3 months.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Game day is made electric this footy season at Crown.
Nice work, Freo.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
Freo are coming, boys. They are coming big time.
Let's talk footy with Sean Darcy.
Well, let's talk footy with Sean Darcy.
Welcome.
But first and foremost, gee whiz, that envelope's heavy. You just slipped me. I really appreciate it because how much is in there?
What's going on here, gentlemen?
300, 400, 500, because this happened on the weekend.
The voters are, from Radio Media, Xavier Ellis, the winner of the Glendenning Allen Medal with a total of 9 votes from the Fremantle Dockers, Sean Darcy!
Yes, we did it! Well done, mate. You'll be forever on the honour boards and a winner of the Ross Glendenning Allen Medal. Fantastic game.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for voting for me.
Yeah, no, you got the votes, but your game was best game you've played, you reckon?
Yeah, I was happy with it. I thought my connection with the mids was really good, and it was a really, really contested game, so there was a lot of stoppages, but my connection has improved the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Did you take the medal off or go home? If Nat Fife was nude on the couch with a beanie on, you're trying to get that stuff, a few little selfies, a little deep things out the gang, get your Roscoe on. What's happening? What'd you do with it?
Nah, I just took it home and chucked it in the cupboard.
When does it come off, though? Like, I'd leave it lingering for a little while. Like, you know, obviously got to shower.
Nah, it's still on.
I love it. Listen, I saw the game. I saw a bit of the game on the weekend. I wrapped it up. Big deal in all the blockages. That's what someone on Channel 7 said, something like that.
Go again.
Throw that at him tomorrow. Something about stoppages, blockages.
The blockages is what the plumber said to you last night.
And then my words for him were, geez, he was menacing. He's just menacing.
I'll
bring that to him tomorrow. Menacing.
Menacing, a great
menacing.
Footy word.
You were menacing.
Yeah. And the blockages were great.
Understand stoppages. See, I'm learning all the time. But you were actually, I noticed that you were dominating. So that's like, you know, it's so obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you win the medal, so you know you've played well.
Yeah. Totally.
You know you've played well. You're like, shit, I've racked it up out here. Did you think you were going to win the medal?
I thought I was all right, but I thought a lot of people played well. I thought
go on, name them then.
Sonny Walters was really good. I thought his connection
wasn't in the middle contention.
No. I thought Caleb Sarong played really well.
He actually gave him one vote.
You did give him okay.
What about Caleb giving away 150? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was. I think that's like the second 150 ever, or something.
Is it really
something?
Is
like
that
we read a stat or something.
The
ridiculous.
Commentator said this is interesting. He's going to be kicking it from the river.
Yes,
that's how far it was going. So we'll talk about the big game. You've got a top four clash after the break. But before we do get to the break, we do need to know about the skirmish. Now, a lot of players were fined.
No
suspensions, which is nice. You get in there and rip a few jumpers open and all that sort of stuff. Now, when I'm in a Barney, Michelle, I used to get beaten up all the time.
Well, you weren't a real scrapper.
I just wasn't good at it.
You weren't.
But I'd rely on the ruckman to come in. Like, who's the pig off Lion King?
Oh, but Pumbaa?
Pumbaa used to come charging through. And when the hyenas were busy. Mate, that's what the ruckman needs to do. Now, Shawnee, I looked at you in the middle. There was three people in the middle. Sean Darcy, Dave Mundy, and Luke Shuey. What happened?
Yeah. So I was on the mark, and then I gave away a free kick, and they slotted one, which is disappointing. But I went to run over, and Luke bumped me and he's like, "We're not going over there, mate." Yeah. And I was like, "All right, sweet." So me, Dave, and him were sitting in the center circle, like, "What do we do now? Like, we can't, like, do I get a free kick? Like, what, yeah. what's the go?" They're like, "No, you got to wait till, like,
till it all.
So that's what I keep saying. If they do a, just ball it up, because around the ground, because it was a goal, we have to wait for everyone. Around the ground, they throw it up.
Yeah.
And eventually those go, gee, whiz, the coach might be angry if I'm fighting too much longer because the ball's at that end. But because there's a centre bounce stoppage, I thought just throw it up and see what happens. It would have been 3v2, Dave, 2v1, Dave v. Shuey. Did he make a comment? Because I think Scotty Selwood said it to Shuey one day in a headlock, "I can't afford to fight." So he just said, honestly, he was at $5,000. That was his fine and ran past. Said, "Sorry, Booch, not for me today." Did you think about the money?
Oh, Dave, I reckon, would have had that in the back of his eyes retiring. He's like, "Nah, I'm not getting fined." But I was just like, and it's pretty tough wrestling for about 3 minutes. And
it takes it out of you. Oh, now, Das, I don't think you're an analytics man, to be honest. The ladder, it's the machinations. The only time you ever use the word machinations, Michelle, is when it's the last round of football because there's so many different machinations that can play out. But what in the dickens?
You're losing both of
us. So you win, you make top four, you lose, you don't make top four. Is that pretty much how it sums up against the Giants this week?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not really sure. I think
it's bloody hard. There's no teams that can make the top four.
Yeah, when you guys start going through the combos, if this happens, that'll happen. I'm just like glazing.
Yeah, just shake your head. Yeah. Well, gee, they've had a good season. Just comments like that. Blockages, all that sort of
stuff. The blockages, unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to be careful because the Giants have been a bit menacing.
They've
actually been, and you don't need to say anything, they've been the most disappointing team nearly in the competition this year, the Giants. But the only thing is they've still got some good players, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a really tough midfield, and when they're up and going, they're really hard to stop. So we've got to come out really high in pressure, high intensity.
And a former forward of yours, Jesse Hogan, he's a good player.
He's been playing really good footy, so it's good to see him out in the track. He hadn't played much footy last year, so... he's getting his body right and consistently playing.
Where do you reckon Big Sean sits when they fly?
You need leg
Glenn
room.
Glenn Denning Allen winner.
Well, you're either in an exit row or right up top. Nah, right up front.
Don't disrespect the man.
Exit row. Wouldn't he be happy in an exit row? If there's not a better guy to rip the door off.
Ruckman aren't allowed in the exit row anyway. If you do go down, you'll end up stuck in there. Now, mate, where's the big fella sit? 1A, surely.
Yeah, up the front.
Do you really? Oh, I love this life.
It's not the worst part is they get all the bloody frequent flyer points. So at the end of the year.
Do you actually get to collect them?
Yeah, we do.
Like business points. So plebs like me. So you go overseas, you're going to America, you're going to Austin, etc. I'm forking out the cash. These big pricks go, use me 50 million points I've earned from sitting in business class.
Where's the longest, the longest trip you've gone, like whether it's UK or something, where you're just luxuriating in first class?
Oh, I haven't
milked this yet. It's been COVID.
They've got
it's
more
been
points.
COVID. Oh, it's been COVID.
This is what will happen. So they've got that many points, these business class, and the rich get richer, and I bloody hate it because I'm telling you.
I'll probably let him fly the plane.
Think about poor old Switter. Just because he's small and he has to sit next to the toilet, let the bugger have some points.
Jeez.
Anyway. Hey, last one, mate. The captain returns. Fantastic, Nat Fyfe. Are we going to see him play forward, you think?
I think so. Yeah. We've got a meeting this afternoon, so we'll go through that. But he's looking good. He's got through rehab, so it's exciting to see him back, and hopefully he builds on to the finals and plays some really good footy for us.
And the rig's still looking.
Yeah, the rig's always.
I can't ask those questions. They don't sound professional.
Yeah, no, I can't ask about a netball either. I won't be working here any longer. Anyway, Das, good luck, mate. Top four on the run. You deserve a top four. We look forward to watching you in a home final. Go get them.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Ash Barty back in the news, Xavier.
Mate, she's got a new title. We all know she was the face of Optus, and Optus and her had a fantastic relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, Ash Barty's retired, got married.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But she's got a new job and a new job title.
I'm so excited to announce that I'm joining Optus as their Chief of Inspiration. Inspiration for me has always been my North Star, helping inspire Aussies, encourage them to be the best version of themselves, and I cannot wait to do that with Optus.
Chief of Inspiration is the job title. I mean, that's not bad. Chief of Inspiration is just we've got Ash Barty on the books.
Yeah.
We're paying her.
Yeah.
There's a contract.
Yeah.
Let's sit around a round table.
What can we come up with?
Let's just pretend we're really important.
Pretty cool. Really.
And Ash, you are Chief of Inspiration. And then you'll be booked in if you're an executive for a one-on-one with the Chief of Inspiration.
Yes.
Throughout your journey.
You know what? With her, it kind of works because she was loved and was respected.
Yes.
If Dusty retired a year early and we said, hey, Dusty, we're going to ask you to serve out the year of your contract. We're going to make you Chief of Inspiration. Don't think it works with someone like him, for example.
Footy club chief.
No, the chief of the footy club.
Can I give you another one that I like? Yeah. That's bizarre. You know Prince Harry, and remember, he
Baz
joined up.
Prince Harry.
No, that's not true.
He joined up with the mental health group Better Up, which is absolutely doing fantastic work.
Yeah.
But he is the Chief Impact Officer.
Chief Impact Officer.
And
CIO.
No. Chimpo.
Oh, Chimpo.
Chimpo, for short.
Right, Chimpo.
Chief Impact Officer. Right. So Chimpo, if you want to get into it.
Sounds like Zampo. Imagine if it was me. Chief. Zampo the Chimpo.
Zampo's going Chimpo. That suits. But that's, what an insane
There's some wanky titles out there.
Oh, my word. And especially in the modern workplace.
Yes.
When people are trying to fit an idea with a job, they come up with these crazy titles. Yeah. Let's hear some of them this morning.
The email footer, when you get an email from someone and it's signed off John Smith, so-and-so, you're an absolute wanker.
Oh, and I bet
they have it on every business card and hand it out as quickly as they can. Chief of something or whatever it is, give us a call. Mm.
So who have we got this morning, Michelle?
Right. Weird job titles. Let's start off with Ian. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Not bad, yourself?
Oh, very well. All right, what's the title of your job?
Heavy vehicle operating technician.
Love it.
You're a tech.
Love it. What do you really do?
Road train operator.
Good stuff.
Do you ever just trot that out, the official title, Ian, just to blow people away?
Every now and then.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah.
Nice,
Ian's a big deal. I love it. Ooh, nice.
Just a quick one off the text line, 0488 55 929. We run a race kennel, and my wife's title is CSPU.
Chief
shit picker upper. There you go.
She's looking to get promoted, I think.
Joanne in Scarborough, good morning, mate.
Yeah, hi, how you going?
Job title, what is it?
CEO of First Impression.
That is uplifting and optimistic. It gives us
front
all
door.
Hope. What do you really do?
Front door.
Yeah, I'm a receptionist.
Baby. You are the face.
No, you are. I reckon make or break. And I like to talk to people. If I walk in and don't get much from the receptionist, it ruins my experience.
Who's our CEO of First Impressions here?
Oh, it mixes around. We've got Ashley. She's our major First Impressions.
Yeah. Ashley's not CEO. New. She's probably 3 months in.
Fantastic job. She's all over my dry cleaning. She knows what's up.
All over it when phone calls come just to email me what was going on.
Good back pedal, X. Good back pedal.
Michael, good morning.
G'day, Basil, Michelle, Xavier, or more affectionally, I refer to you as BMX if you want to use abbreviation.
Thanks, Michael. What's your title?
So I am a cleaner in the van, or in abbreviation terms, as CIV, but I refer to myself as the David Beckham of the Midland line.
The David Beckham of what line?
Midland.
The Midland line. Fair enough. Self-appointed title, but still carries weight.
And then I go, "What was it?"
Yeah, I don't know.
What was it?
So, don't bring me undone when I'm pretending I know what's going on.
Yeah. Good one. Now, Karen's with us in Atwell. Morning, Karen.
Hi, Baz and Dave. Welcome to Breakfast, Michelle. God. Lovely to have you.
Great. Comprehensive.
When I was growing up, my dad used to call my mum the Minister for Law and Finance.
Yes.
Everyone in charge at home.
I love it.
How was she with finances? Was it a loose portfolio, or would you get what you wanted?
We did most of the time. I'm not sure about Dad.
She was definitely running the place.
Who's the Minister for Law and Finance at your place, X, out of interest? Starts with an E and ends with an M.
Fair call. She was at the pub again last night.
What? It's good to know
who wears the pants in your house, mate. That's all I'm saying.
You know, two nights in a row is no accident.
Friday night legless.
Oh, hang on.
legless.
Some of her bosses might be listening.
Yeah. Jeez.
Friday night, Swahilian levels. And I stand by it. And I'm going to make up for it this weekend.
Oh, look
Are
out.
You gonna, yeah, fair enough.
X on the tear.
Mm-hmm.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.